Lesson 1. What is the UK? One country or four? Exercise A. Main reading. Listen to the essay being read. Circle any words that you do not know. Next, reread the essay using a dictionary to help you. Many people translate Igirisu as England. This may be acceptable in some contexts, but it is not correct. The official name is the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Great Britain is the collective name given to the countries of England, Scotland and Wales. In other words, England is only one of the four countries that make up the United Kingdom, the UK. That's why the Scottish, the Welsh and the people of Northern Ireland insist we are not English. Each of the four countries has its own culture, language, and a certain amount of political independence. Scotland in particular retains its own education and legal system, as well as political independence through the Scottish Parliament. A small percentage of the population, around 1%, speaks the traditional Gaelic language. But most Scottish people speak English, while some speak both English and Scots, a variety of ancient English. For example, if someone asks you, "Hoos a wee ye?" they're asking how you are in Scots. The most distinctive feature of Wales is its language. The Welsh language, which is spoken by over 20% of the population, is completely different from English. For example, good morning is bore da. Wales also has a distinctive culture and is often referred to as the land of song, because of its strong tradition of music. The most popular sport in Wales is rugby. In spite of its small population, Wales does very well in international competitions. Northern Ireland also has its own culture and Irish language, but is best known for its history of violence between the various extremist groups who want Northern Ireland to remain part of the UK and those who want it to be part of the Republic of Ireland. However, the majority of people in Northern Ireland who are entitled to both British and Irish citizenship just want peace, and this was achieved through the Good Friday Agreement of 1998. Each of the four countries in the UK has its own patron saint, and this is represented in the national flag. The flag, called the Union Jack, dates from the Union of Great Britain and Ireland in 1801. The Red Cross of St. George, the patron saint of England, is combined with the diagonal Red Cross of St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, and the diagonal Blue Cross of St. Andrew, the patron saint of Scotland. St. David, the patron saint of Wales, is not represented in the flag. The Union Jack is often seen at international sports competitions or events attended by members of the royal family, but it is not used in school ceremonies and is very rarely flown by individual members of the public. Exercise D. Guest Corner. Read the questions and then listen to Maya and Alex talk about national sports teams. Circle the correct answers.
I don't really understand how sports teams work in the UK. Like, why isn't there a national UK soccer team?
You mean football? It's usually called football, not soccer. There are separate football leagues in England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland, so each of those countries is entitled to its own national team.
What about cricket? That's the national sport of Britain, isn't it?
Not exactly. The English team is made up of English and Welsh players. Scotland has a separate team, but cricket is less popular in Scotland.
You see? It's really confusing. Are there any national UK teams?
The basketball team is Great Britain, so that's England, Scotland and Wales, but not Northern Ireland. Basketball isn't a popular sport in the UK, so they have to join together to compete in international competitions.
What about the Olympics?
In the Olympics, the participants represent the UK, but competitors from Northern Ireland can choose whether to represent the UK or the Republic of Ireland.
Why is it so complicated?
Exercise E. View from Japan.
Read the questions and then listen to Noriko talk about her research project. Circle the correct answers.
For my project, I compared the Welsh language in the UK and the Ainu language in Japan. I would like to present the main points that I found. In the past, the central government of the UK tried to destroy the Welsh language by discouraging its use and promoting the English language instead. Similarly, the central government in Japan has made the Ainu people in Hokkaido use Japanese instead of their own language. For example, in the past, children who spoke Welsh in schools in Wales were forced to wear a board around their neck. In the same way, students in Japan had to wear the dialect board, Hōgenfuda. In this way, the situations in the two countries are similar. However, the Welsh people actively resisted the central government. For many years, they protested and appealed. They did many things to save the Welsh language. Thanks to their actions, the Welsh language, which many people thought would disappear, is actually becoming stronger. Welsh is now used in public places, such as road signs. There is a Welsh radio station and a large number of Welsh TV programs. Perhaps most importantly, since 2000, the teaching of Welsh has been compulsory in all schools in Wales up to the age of 16. This means that almost everyone in Wales can understand some Welsh, even if they are not fluent in the language. What about the Ainu and their language? In June 2008, the Japanese Diet officially recognized the Ainu as an indigenous group. However, it may be too late for their language. There are probably only a few hundred fluent speakers of Ainu left, and most of them are elderly. It seems that Japan may soon lose one of its indigenous languages. When that happens, Japan will also lose a part of its history and culture.